Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. On July 24th, 1928, the editor of Port Orford News, George Sorensen, called for the end to wanton hunting of sea lions. The misguided carnage had been ongoing for a quarter century, and in 1928, hunters received a $10 bounty for each sea lion scalp. Sorensen urged determination of whether the sea lions should be killed to protect salmon fishing or protected as natural tourist attractions on the Oregon coast. To illustrate his point, he printed a report about a fishing boat operator taking four Portland doctors to the Cape Blanco Reef to shoot sea lions for several hours. The group killed an estimated 150 of the salmon-eating mammals, boasting it provided the same thrill as big game hunting in Africa. The media crusade to end the carnage persisted. Support grew, and the state responded by reducing the bounty to 50 cents. By 1930, the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries had determined that the sea lions did not hurt commercial salmon populations. 5 years later, federal legislation created the Oregon Islands National Wildlife Refuge, protecting the breeding grounds of seabirds and sea lions. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.